We have e-visas for certain treaty investors. If you have a treaty between your country and our country, and you can show that you're going to invest a substantial amount of money that you're willing to put at risk, and you're going to personally develop and direct that business. And it's not just a marginal amount of money to support your family, then you should be able to qualify for an e-temporary investor visa. And we have the L1 is a very important category in the non-immigrant alphabet soup, and that's for intra-company transferees. If you're an executive or a key manager or a person of specialized knowledge, and your company where you've worked for at least one of the past 3 years outside the U.S., if your company wants to transfer you temporarily to their U.S. offices, you should be able to get an L1 visa. One more important employment authorized non-immigrant category is the O1 for persons of extraordinary ability in the arts, sciences, education, business, or athletics. So what do you have to do to try to show someone's a person of extraordinary ability? Well, they say, you know, someone that's risen, maybe they're getting up there towards the top of their specialty area, and maybe they've received a very important one-time award, or maybe they're publishing a lot and other people are signing to their works. They're a member of professional organizations, not the kind where you just pay the dues, but you get elected to membership. And you're judging the work of others, maybe. Your foreign national is reviewing dissertations, and maybe you command a high salary in your field compared to other people. So you use as much as you can to show that your particular client is a person of extraordinary ability to get the O1. So we've covered a lot of these non-immigrant visas. What about this green card? How can someone get a permanent resident status, the right to live here, to work here, to leave and come back to their home in our country? There are two basic ways. We won't cover a few other ways, but the basic ways are either you have a relative to sponsor you, or you might have an employer to sponsor you. Let's look first at having a relative sponsor you. We have something called immediate relatives. View this as what I call the nuclear family. Your spouse, your children under age 21 that are not yet married, and your mother and your father if you're over 21. Spouse, parent, unmarried child under 21, immediate relative. They get special privileges in the immigration laws. For example, if they came with that visitor visa and it expired 10, 20 years ago, and they're still here and haven't left and come back unlawfully, they can still adjust status within the U.S. They don't have to leave the country and try to apply at a U.S. consulate. If they've worked without permission and have not falsely claimed to be a U.S. citizen, they could still adjust status in the U.S. So these are the immediate relatives. And then you see on the slide, we have something called the preference categories. And it's better to look at it as categories. It doesn't mean that one preference is better than another. The end result is to get the green card. But in the first and third and fourth preference, those are for relatives of U.S. citizens. So frequently someone becomes a naturalized U.S. citizen and they petition for their adult sons and daughters or their married sons and daughters or their brothers and sisters. We'll talk about long waiting lists in these preference categories in a little bit. But just know that they could file petitions for those relatives. You'll see in the second preference category, that's the only one where a permanent resident could sponsor a relative. You can sponsor a spouse or an unmarried child or son or daughter that's not married. when someone goes into that immediate relative category as the spouse of a U.S. citizen, they do check to make sure it's a real marriage and not one just for immigration. And most every couple, unless they've already been married for 2 years on the date of approval, the green card says, you see at the top of that green card, it says permanent resident. It says permanent, but at the bottom, it expires after the first 2 years. So the couple has to come back 2 years after they get it and file a joint petition to show that they're still together, or if the marriage didn't work out, they could, the foreign national could file for a waiver and show that was a real marriage. We lived together. We met each other's families. But it, like a lot of marriages between two U.S. citizens, it didn't work out. And so then they give a waiver, and that person can get the full green card that's issued every 10 years.